Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Isn't this amazing, just being able to celebrate Compassion Sunday together? And we do this with IJM, or International Justice Ministries. But today is just this beautiful presence of God where He wants to thank you for all that you're doing and encourage you to go again. And my word for you this morning, during worship, at 8:30 service, I had a vision of I had to ask Tony what it is, a conduit, right? Like a pipe. And our church has been an incredible conduit, grace of God and compassion and forgiveness and everything that God has given us, and we're taking it to the community. But I just feel like there's maybe some things in the middle of this conduit that's hardening our hearts. And maybe some of you this morning, you were once a really generous, compassionate person and giving and evangelizing and doing everything. And there's just been some mistrust. There's been some things that you've seen and you've kind of blocked that off. And God this morning wants you to unblock that. So let's just pray. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing in this house, all that you've done through the Idols and Ideology campaign. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've moved so powerfully over our lives. And this morning, I feel like you're doing, like Eloise said, heart surgery. Scan our heart this morning that we can once again be generous people, where the compassion of God comes to us and goes through us to others, where forgiveness comes to us and through us. We thank you, Father, that you would unblock everything in our heart right now. Mistrust, unforgiveness, even a hatred, a bitterness, all those things that are stopping you from being that generous person. We just ask, Lord, that you would just wash that free in Jesus' name as we preach the word of God. And everyone said, amen. Amen, guys, have a seat. Well, I nearly got out of preaching on Compassion Sunday. Thank you so much, Ryan. But Al went to Parramatta this morning. I cry through Compassion Sunday's messages. I really genuinely tried to be funny in the 8:30, and then I just started crying, and I'm like, oh, blow it. I'll just cry. This is just me. I tried to do a Mark Kelsey and tell some jokes. It didn't work at all. I need to get that dad joke spirit. No, I don't. Rebuke it in Jesus' name. So we're talking about the compassion this morning, celebrating compassion. And I have to say, like Hayley said, congratulations, church. Over 600 children are sponsored through our church. And that is really incredible. You should give yourselves a hand for that. That's amazing. But I decided to kind of geek out on this word compassion, as I do when I get, you know, a preach. And I was looking at the compassion of God. And it's completely different to the compassion of this world. And as I was looking at this, most of the time when you think of compassion, you think mercy, kindness. When you actually look at it in the dictionary, it's sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. It's pity. But I don't think that's strong enough, because pity doesn't motivate you to change. Pity, I can pity something as I walk along the street, but it doesn't motivate me to stop and do something about it. So I had a look at compassion in the Hebrew, and it means rachum. And this word is the Hebrew word for womb, meaning embodying the nurturing environment and nature of a mother. So compassion in the Bible is actually something that is ingrained in that nurturing nature that God has given us. And some of us this morning are probably maybe shut that off, because that nurturing nature had to get us out of ourselves. And maybe through COVID, maybe whatever it is, you've kind of gone into self-protection mode. And I'm preaching to myself this morning. And I'm in self-protection mode and I'm nurturing myself, but compassion draws us to take that nurturing nature and put it on someone else. Compassion is a conduit that says, I need you to take what I'm giving you, the compassion of God. God is compassionate, and I'm going to show you that this morning, but he wants you to do something with it. Whether it's go and sponsor a child, whether it's in join us with Vision Builders for IJM, whatever it is, do something with that compassion, because compassion has actions to it. Psalm 103:13 says this, as a father shows compassion, this is the word that I was talking about, to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Can you feel this nature of not just pity, but compassion? It encompasses everything you are. Maybe this morning you need to get a compassion for the lost again. I'm praying every day for the compassion for the lost, because I've become quite hard, I think. I think in my head, I'm like, oh, they'll be right. No, they won't be right, Katie Haldane. No, they're not going to be right at the end. When we stand before Jesus, there are heaven and hell, two choices, and I'm quite lax about that. And so I'm praying for a fresh compassion in my heart for the lost, where I cannot not preach the gospel, where I can't walk past somebody and they say, I don't know Jesus. And I'm like, oh, okay, good on you. Bye. No, I have to stop, because it's not just pity, it's compassion. It drives me to do something. Anyone want that this morning? I want that fresh compassion in my heart. And Exodus 34:6 says this. This is the moment where we're doing the tablets again. You know, we didn't do very well with them the first time round, and now we're going again. And this is what God reveals himself as in this moment. He says, Exodus 34:6, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. That is who we serve. I know you can look at the Old Testament and think, wow, doesn't look very compassionate. But let me tell you, however many times he doesn't smite them, he has compassion for them. Anyone read the Old Testament? You're like, oh yeah, I give up. Do it a flood again. This is over. I'm done. And he goes again and loves again and goes again. And then they go into adultery, idolatry again. And then he goes again. He is slow to anger and compassionate. Church, we are called to reflect that. Are we a church that is slow to anger and compassionate? Are we a church that would get out of our own bubble and go and help and serve others? That's what we're called to reflect. The image of God that we are called to reflect is this compassionate nature. Now, I've got two examples for you this morning, and you're obviously going to choose the right one, aren't you? Number one is Jonah. I'm going to talk to you about Jonah. Number two is Jesus, and I really want you to go for the second one this morning. Jonah is this classic example. As I was studying this classic example of somebody who was supposed to represent God. He's a prophet. He's supposed to represent God. And what happens is God gives him a message of compassion for the Ninevites. God says to him, mate, go and preach to them so that they may be saved. And the conduit is blocked. He says, no. And we all share this story like he's being disobedient to God and you have to prophesy when God says, otherwise you'll get swallowed by a whale. That's not what it's about. This prophet has a block in his conduit. Sounds painful. Sorry. Sorry, I shouldn't have said. Could we wipe that from the tape, please? Pastor Al is going to kill me. Right. That was a Pastor Chris moment. I just felt her. That's all good. He's been told to preach compassion. He's been told to preach salvation to people that he hates, and he says no. What does it look like when the body of Christ doesn't reflect their God and says no? What does it look like when your heart is so hardened that you're not actually taking the message of God, taking that compassionate message, and you're so full of hatred for a people group or a type of person or whatever it is that you won't pass it on? It's a heartbreaking moment when a prophet is not reflecting the God that he serves. It's a heartbreaking moment when a church does not reflect the God that they serve. I love the fact that Oxford Falls reflects our God. We are compassionate. We love. We've got Christmas boxes going out everywhere. That is who we are as a church, and I love that. Over to Jesus. Let's have a look at Jesus. In the Gospels, time and time again, Jesus comes as compassion incarnate. What does that mean? He comes as compassion in the flesh. In the Gospels, time and time again, he could have walked past and he didn't. Can I say to you this morning, there's going to be times in your life where God is going to say, stop. And you're going to feel the compassion of God on you. And it may be, it's most of the time at the most inconvenient moments. Anyone? When you're rushing past, and then you just feel the compassion of God to evangelize. You feel the compassion of God to give. You feel the compassion of God to go beyond yourself. They are the moments where you need to stop and listen to the voice of the Father. They are the moments where you're about to change someone's life. They are the moments when Jesus stopped and heals people and stops and has compassion. I want you to notice the word compassion in these scriptures in Matthew 15, 32. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him. This is the King James Version. And said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. He has compassion on the multitudes. If I've got 5,000 people following me all the time, I would get a little annoyed. Anyone? I'm like, leave me alone. It's like a parent trying to go to the bathroom. It's like, leave me alone. I just want to go to the bathroom all the time. People, yet what motivated him, what kept him going, what kept his heart in that ministry moment was compassion. Can I ask you this morning, have you lost your compassion? I'm asking me this morning, I'm doing a heart check like Eloise said, have I lost compassion for humans, for people? Have I lost compassion? I walk through the city all the time and I've shared this story. My grandmother used to take me to the city to talk to the homeless people. I walk through the city all the time and I don't see them anymore. Anyone? I walk past them. And I want God to soften my heart this morning for compassion for others, for compassion for what he is doing. He feeds the 4,000 in this moment. Can you see? It's not just miracles. It's not just evangelism. It's food. He says, these people need food. In Matthew 20, 34, it says he heals two blind men. Look at this. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. There is always an action after compassion. Mark 6, 34. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people. And I'm going to say Katie Haldane would have been like annoyed, but no. And was moved with compassion toward them. Because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd, he began to teach them. Can you see how it's practical as well as teaching them, as well as money? As in every area of our life, we are called to have compassion. What's the area that God's expanding you in this morning? What is it? Is it evangelism, compassion for the lost? Is it giving money? Is it your tithe? Whatever it is, what is the area that God's saying that conduit has a blockage? Let's clean it out. Lastly, Luke 7:13. I read this and I weep a lot, but I was reading this weeping and it said, he walked past a funeral and it says this, and when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. He looks at the mother of somebody who has just lost their child and his heart breaks. Church, we need to be a church that heart breaks for our society. We need to be a church that has a soft heart. This morning, I feel like God is softening our heart again. Hard hearts are protective, that's fine, but soft hearts have an action of compassion. And this morning, God is saying to you, soften that heart. He takes care of us. He protects us. But soften that heart this morning so we can go out there and have a look at Queenie, cutest name ever. Let's go and sponsor Queenie. John 11 in the last, guys, open this up and I'll finish on this. I was looking at these compassions and I was looking at all these moments where Jesus gets swept up with compassion as a springboard to do something. And then I couldn't get past this moment. In John 11. John 11 is all about the time where Jesus is about to go and raise Lazarus from the tomb. And from the beginning of John 11, he is aware of what he is going to do. He says to his disciples, we're going to hang out here for a little bit, guys, because, you know, he needs to stinketh by the time I get there. And you know what it actually says in the Bible? He goes towards the tomb and it stinks. So it's this funny moment where he's like, we need to hang out because I need him to be really, really dead so no one else gets the glory is what he's saying. Then and the disciples are like, okay, is he sleeping? Don't you love how stupid the disciples, I feel really encouraged when I read the Bible about the disciples. Anyone else? Is he sleeping? I don't know. I'm like, I would be exact. We look at it and go, oh, how dare they? Hindsight's a beautiful thing, people. They had no idea what he was talking about. Anyway, and then he walks on and he's like, you know, we're going to heal, talks to Martha and says, do you know about bodily resurrection? And she says, yeah, that happens at the end. He says, no, 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 you're about to see it now. And then he gets to the point where he's at the tomb and he stops. He's on the way to do a miracle. He knows what's about to happen. He's about to raise Lazarus from the dead. It's not like he hasn't figured it out yet. He knows. And he's got all these people around him mourning. And he's got all these people around him weeping. And his heart breaks. Let me read it to you. John 11:32. Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet saying to him, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. She's heartbroken. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in the spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And the most incredible statement in the whole Bible is, Jesus wept. There's this moment here where he reveals his heart of compassion. He knows he's about to change this whole situation. He knows Lazarus is not going to be in that tomb much longer. Why is he weeping? Why is he weeping? Because he's in the midst of death. He's in the midst of everybody mourning and his heart is so beautifully soft. He's weeping with them. Some of you need to get alongside people out there and weep with them. Don't talk at them. Weep with them. Sit down and go, yeah, this is actually really hard. Yeah, this actually really hurts. Don't give them the answer straight away and slap them on the back and tell them to keep going. Sit with them. Weep with them. Say, yeah, I totally get this. And then when the time is right, what Jesus does is this incredible moment as he stands back up and the word of God says, then Jesus, deeply moved again, goes to the tomb, knowing full well he's about to do the answer. Do you know what's in Jesus' mind at that moment? He's about to raise Lazarus from the dead, yes, but he has realized the consequences of death upon humanity. And you know what's in his head? I'm going to do the big thing. I'm going to die on a cross so this loses its sting. That's what he's doing. He's deep in this moment of compassion and he realizes why he's there. So that this doesn't hurt as much. So death, where is your sting? No, so that you can walk through a door of eternal life. What led him through the cross? Compassion. What got him to come down from heaven and die on a cross for us? Compassion. He could have stayed up there, happy, loving life up there, looking down on us with pity. No, he didn't. This morning, there is a fresh heart. I'll get the band to come up. Of compassion, church. Because in Ephesians, it says this, and this is my last point, because he did, so do we. That's the motto of a Christian, folks. Because he did, so do we. If I see it in the Bible, so am I. Because he had compassion, so do we. In Ephesians 4:32, it says this. Do you know what I love before I read this? There's no limit on Jesus' compassion. He doesn't say, go feed yourself. I'm not in the feeding business. Go away. I've got miracles to do. He never says that. He says, feed them. Teach them. Miracles, signs of everything. He does it holistically. Some of your neighbors just need you to feed them. Stop preaching at them and just feed them. They just need to hear a kind word. Let's be a church that gets the compassion of God, the love of God, everything that God has for us, and then conduit it out to the community. Because if it gets stuck with us, we're a Jonah. If we let it go, we're a Jesus. Ephesians 4:32 says this, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Again, because he, so we. Stand to your feet, church. There's a softening of our heart this morning and I feel like, as I said, through idols and ideologies, there was a big cleanup. Anyone? I was like, next altar, and next. I feel like I kept everyone. I wasn't here for the idols of sex. I was in Belconnen, but yep, all the best with that one. and there's these moments where God does these cleanup. And now what he's doing is pouring in his love and compassion to you guys so that you can pour it out. I was saying in the 8:30, compassion is like manna in the desert. It will go moldy if you don't use it. Do you know what compassion does? If you don't use it, it becomes self-pity. Really fast. Anyone? Compassion, compassion, compassion. Oh God, 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 oh God, 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 God. And then it becomes self-pity really quickly. That means your manner's gone moldy. Your conduit's gone moldy. As you push that back out, compassion in, compassion out, compassion in, compassion out, it stays fresh. So Father, right now, we are grateful for this church and the heart that we have had for the nations and our city. But I thank you, Lord, right now that you would renew that call of God on this house. That Lord, even those little things that you're showing me, those little pebbles in the conduit, those little, it's almost like sludge that has got built up there. It's like offenses, it's bitterness, it's anger, it's hurt, it's mistrust. I pray this morning that we would clean that out. We repent of that right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you that you would use us afresh. Use us afresh as a church. Use us afresh, God. If you feel that on your heart this morning, I want you to just raise your hands and just say, use me, Lord. Use me like a conduit for compassion. Use me, Lord. Use me, God, to bless my neighbors. Use me, God, to preach the gospel. Use me, God, to feed the hungry. Use me, God. There's a fresh call of God on this house, a fresh call of God on this house to see finances in, finances out, finances in, finances out. But God needs to get rid of the sludge in the middle that's stopping it. And right now, Lord, we just repent of that, of where we've contained it, where we've held it, where we've kept it for ourselves. It's gone moldy. And right now, Lord, we thank you. Open our eyes. Come on, church. Open our eyes to see. Open our eyes to see. God is going to show you people. He's going to show you your neighbors. He's going to show you maybe compassion. He's going to show you moments where you can let it go and let it flow.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.